I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Kennedy, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hi. Producer Dan.
Hello.
Annie is out today. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring one topic and we discuss. As always, Kennedy is up first. What you got?
So I went out to eat yesterday and I went to a place I don't normally go, kind of a chainy restaurant. And, you know, when I go to eat, it was probably around 2 in the afternoon. So all of the olds are there.
Was that dinner for you?
It's me and the olds. It was the one meal I ate yesterday, which is pretty much par for my course. And first of all, I don't want to sound disparaging to my elders, so I don't. But at what point in life do you just stop giving a fuck about the sounds you make when you sit down? Like, at what point are you like, oh?
Oh, I do that now. When you have knees like mine, you groan. I'm sorry.
When I tell you I heard this man across the room, and he just, not a fuck given, just whatever, this is me.
I swear to God, it's been years since I didn't make a sound getting off the couch.
All right, good enough.
So funny.
Good enough. And also, I walked by an older couple, same siding, on a booth.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Lana and I
thoughts
do
on
that.
Same sider.
You're Lana, a same sider?
We do sometimes. Yeah.
Not when you have Barrett with you. I don't mean when other people are around. If it's just the two of you.
No, sometimes we will same side when we are alone, just the two of us.
But why?
Well, because I like sitting next to my wife, and a lot of times I don't get to spend time with my wife alone.
Right.
Like those times we cherish because it's always chaos.
Yeah.
There's always somebody knocking at the door. There's always a lacrosse game. There's always something going on. So if we get to go out to eat and maybe we're sitting at a place where there's a nice view. And so, you know, you don't want your back to the view. You both want to sit there.
All right. There was no view here. Enjoy. I can assure you. Not a view. You have a parking lot. Yeah. Yeah. View of the greater Quincy area.
You're in a dimly lit Chili's. You sit next to her.
You could see the Panera from the parking lot.
It would also have to do with how big the table is. If it's a huge, gigantic table. And it's
your
so
regular
far...
sized booth at a chain restaurant.
Yeah, we sit next to each other a lot.
I dated a guy. One of the guys I dated was a same sider.
Nope.
He loved it. Mm-hmm. He insisted on it. He liked it. He liked making other people feel uncomfortable because we were same siding. Mm-hmm. Like, it was also kind of a running joke, too, that he liked.
Right.
You know, because people would walk in and be like, oh, same siders. Like, they do. They take a moment and give you a double look. Like, are you crazy?
Yes. Yes, we are. And there are other times where I want to sit, like, well, if we go out to eat with, like, six people, and I'm like, you go sit over by, so what? You know what I mean? I won't even sit next to my wife.
Sure, because you want to talk to other people.
Yes.
I think that's important, too.
I'm sick of talking to her.
Correct. No, that's the wrong answer. But anyway, yeah, I just hadn't seen a same cider in a minute, and it just made me think.
I don't condone it.
I grew up with the olds, so I've seen everything imaginable with the olds.
Well, I've been eating with the olds for 20 years, so I get it. I mean, it is what it is, and I don't necessarily, I've seen people of all ages same side. I don't think that that's an age whatever thing, but I think that it's definitely a choice. And people definitely, Kazunheit, I think people definitely double take when they see someone same siding. It's really kind of funny.
When I was in high school, we lived in Boca Raton, Florida, which is the home of the olds. It's where the olds go.
Of course.
Florida in general.
Florida in general, but go to Boca. We call them no heads.
It's the epicenter of the olds.
Yes. Yeah, there's a place there called Century Village, and you have to be 100 years old to be able to live there. And so... We called them no heads because they would drive the biggest, most audacious cars because you're in Boca Raton and they're retired and they're wealthy. And they would drive these big Mercedes and Lincolns and Cadillacs. And you could not see their head right. over the back yes. headrest mm-hmm. of their car. So you'd see this giant boat of an automobile driving down A1A or you know, Federal Highway. And you'd see nobody in the car. And then you pull up next to them and you see two 80-year-old people who are 5 feet tall
yes.
driving these ginormous cars. And they would drive 20 miles an hour when it's 55. You just see.
No, my grandparents had the biggest cars imaginable, but mm-hmm. safer that way, I suppose.
I don't, yeah. I never.
More like bumper cars down there. You're not driving fast.
Why do you, as you get older, want a bigger car like that?
Feel protected.
Is that what it is?
That's what they drove their whole lives. That's what she drove her whole life.
When people were, like, if you're an 80-year-old person, back then when they were younger in the 50s and 60s,
yeah, maybe.
All of those cars were boats.
Yes, that's true,
too. They just grew up driving boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's what they drove, always. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yep. Anyway, thank you for having my same side talk.
Mm. I love the olds. I can't wait to become an old.
We love it. Elvis and I go to the retirement community every other week. We love it.
I'm saying wait for it. I'm going to groan when I get out of this chair.
Lana.
Dan, I would live into one of those places tomorrow. It's like being in a hotel. All your meals are there. They take you to get your hair done. It's perfect.
Brittany's grandfather, we went and visited him when we were down in Florida, and he lives in one of those retirement communities, but he's a drummer. He's 86 years old, and he plays in like a retirement home band.
That's amazing.
They tour, they do three gigs a week in different retirement homes, and
they
wail for a bunch of 80-something-year-olds.
That's amazing.
My grandparents had a place down Fort Lauderdale at this place called the Tennis Club, his retirement community, and he was such a baller, he couldn't play tennis anymore because he had shoulders and stuff, mm-hmm. but he would go watch them play tennis every day, and he'd walk down there and they'd go, "Hey, Harry." They loved my grandpa. Smooth man.
Lana made a reservation for dinner tomorrow night. She's going out on the Cape ahead of us, and there's a friend of ours coming in from New York, and so she called this restaurant that they want to go to, and they had two reservations open, like one at 5 p.m. and one at like 8 p.m. And our friend that's coming to visit is in his 20s. And he's like, "Oh, take the 8 p.m. She's like,
"Are you high?
You kidding? Do you know how old I am? I'm not going out to dinner at
usually
8 p.m.
Usually it's like 4 p.m. or 11.
Yeah. Well, it's the Cape. It's a little slower.
Which is nice.
She's like, "No, I want to go at 5 p.m. And he would not let her book the 5 p.m. appointment. So,
reservation. Is he paying for it?
So
unless he's paying for it.
They're going
I'm sorry,
at 8
sir.
p.m.
You're going when I want to go.
She's like, "I'm going to be three glasses of wine deep by that point." Oh, that was good. All right. An HR quiz claims workers would rather get a ping pong table than a raise.
Nope.
That's insane.
I'll play ping pong somewhere else. Thank you very much. Pay me.
There's a ridiculous question from an HR quiz. It's gone viral. It claims employees would rather get a ping pong table at work than a raise.
How old is this person?
The question asks which of these could prevent people from quitting: a ping pong table, more responsibility, or a raise. The person who took the quiz picked raises, but it said they were wrong, and ping pong tables was the correct answer. And I have to be honest with you, as I think more about this, I guess it depends on where you are in your career, but if you've been with a company for a while, the chances of raises go out the door. You know, you're lucky to get a little bit of a cost of living raise, and that's about it. So then you start to think about the quality of life at the job. Hey, let's have a ping pong table. Let's have video games. Let's have a pool table. Let's have a dartboard. I put a dartboard in our office. Of course, we never use it. The darts are all broken or anything. But I can honestly...
Because we played very aggressively for the first few months when he got it.
Like, I've been to offices where they have those kinds of things, and the people are happier.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they happier on the surface? You don't work there. You don't know. I mean, yeah, we've been to places like that, but we were invited to come in. They were happy to see us. I have no idea what it's like every day there.
Right.
You still have to go to work. You still have to do your shit.
Right.
And if you're not treated well, then what's the point of it?
Yeah, obviously being treated well.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, it would be cool if there were beer taps upstairs, but, you know.
Yeah, I would love to have a ping pong table here, but not more than I would like more money.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, why not both?
Why not both, Dan? Mm. Why not both, I say?
Yeah. You can't have both, Dan. What do you think?
Not in radio.
I could go get us a ping pong table at the
Guys,
sports or something.
There's nowhere to put it. A ping pong table in the conference room. Did you not notice that?
I don't go in the conference room. I try to avoid conferences at all costs.
Walk down and take a look. I'll wait.
Where are we going to put it?
No, it's already up. It's there.
In the conference? Really?
I think so. Unless they took it out.
Did they remove the table and just put a ping pong?
No, it's over in the right corner of the room. It's just folded up. I swear I saw a ping pong table in there. Mm. I would love it if we had video games and like a ping pong, right. Or I mean a pinball machine.
Pinball would be fun. I haven't played pinball in so long.
Yeah, it's there. I don't know where you're going to put it, though.
There's a ping pong table in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but where do we unfold it at?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's no space.
And there's no paddles or no balls.
All you need is cups and we'll just play beer pong.
So, Dan, they were going to give you a raise, but they put in ping pong tables here, so you're screwed. Sorry about that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Annie is out, which means, Dan, you're up next. What
yes,
you got?
So I just pulled a little clip that I saw on the internet today. And it's this man who broke a Guinness World Record. And I always think these are fascinating, like how people go for world records. Mm-hmm. And I had a book back in the day of like the Guinness World Records.
Totally.
I love that book.
The crazy shit.
The
that
two
people
big guys on mopeds?
To get their name, to get your name in the book forever.
Yeah.
So this man recorded himself on a live stream and he did a freestyle rap, the longest continuous freestyle in history. He rapped for 39 hours and like 38 minutes or something.
Dan, you could do 40.
I don't. Imagine the chapped lips.
I would give you an entire thing here of all the things you might need.
Was he allowed to take a break to like take a sip of water or eat? Or
I imagine you can sip water while you're going because you have to or you die. But like you can't, you have to like continuously. The beats are going. He's at one point he's just reading a dictionary to try to find new words to rhyme.
Mm. That's fantastic.
It's an arduous task to have your brain moving nonstop for almost 40 hours.
It's fantastic.
This is him starting.
I'm aiming to break a world record called the longest rap marathon. Let's try and give it a start then. Are we ready? Witnesses? Let's go then. Right, yo. I'm ready, yo. Life's a competition, survive a daily mission. I just want you and I to be in a better position. I wanna do this right now for my family, for everybody out there, not the salary.
And then he did that for 39 hours and 37 more minutes.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. Have you heard that song?
No.
It sounded like that guy. There's a viral video going around of a guy who said he was a rapper back in the day. Kind of sounds like him.
I think you could do it.
He broke a previous record of a guy named Watsky, who I've seen in concert a few times. And I watched when he was doing it live, he was like putting it on his Instagram. Like, in a week, I'm going to try to break the record. So I watched some of it. And it was wild to see somebody who's been up for 30 hours and like really hasn't been able to eat or drink.
Right.
And like they're delirious and they've been filmed nonstop. I don't know how bathroom breaks work in that scenario.
I feel like
you get to walk with the microphone and pee.
When doing these Guinness things, they have built-in safe gaps.
Like I'm sure they check.
Like
you must check.
They
with
can't
Guinness
tell
like,
you can't pee for 2 days. That would be.
I feel
bad.
Like there was a time when I was doing a night show that I tried to break some Guinness records doing stupid stuff.
Right.
You know, because there's always something, you know. Juggle three eggs while riding a unicycle listening to country music for an hour.
There's some of them you think you can break. If you go through the list, there's some that seem breakable.
Well, why don't you find one and try and break it?
Didn't we do one, Carson? But it wasn't Guinness. I feel like it was another world record, and it was me and my nerd voice doing your mom jokes.
I don't know.
And I did the most in a minute or something.
The most your mom jokes
Yeah, it was
in a
when
minute.
We first moved here because it was in the other building.
Oh, that's possible.
But I remember it. I just don't remember why we did it.
There's a station in Florida that I like that their morning show does a bit every Wednesday called World Record Wednesday, where they try to break a world record. And they've been doing it for years, and I'm pretty sure they're over.
Yeah.
Because world records are really fucking hard to break. Do you guys, what would you go for if you think you could, like, what is your skill?
Since I have none, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe something for speed eating.
Oh, yeah, you could kill it.
Yeah, pretty good at speed eating.
Right.
I found it.
What?
The record I set.
Oh, you set a record for real?
Yeah, we did it here. Hang on. It's got a place called recordsetter.com. Most Yo Mama jokes told in a geeky voice in 1 minute. Boston, Massachusetts, June 11th, 2009. Kennedy told 16 Yo Mama jokes in a geeky voice in 1 minute, a new world record.
There it is,
The
Dan.
Record was set on June 11th during a taping of the Carson and Kennedy Show on Mix 98.5. In Boston, Mass, co-host Carson was present as a witness.
I witnessed it.
It doesn't
if you
like
say.
The video's up
and
anymore.
Has no one's broken it since 2011?
2009.
Yeah.
Oh, 2009.
Yeah, the video isn't there anymore, but because...
Think you can break it, Dan? Step up to the plate. You got?
I don't have a geeky voice that I've worked on quite as much as Kennedy.
But you got Yo Mama
sure
jokes, right?
Well, or just, you know, whatever. I mean, I think this record setter is sort of like...
A poor man's...
Unofficially
Guinness World Record. I mean, we had a guy on the phone with us from this organization.
Yep.
I didn't know that. That's
as
funny.
I recall, but...
What made you pick that one?
Because...
You thought it was breakable?
No, I made it up. There wasn't one.
Oh, you made up your own.
Correct.
That's the trick to setting a world record. You got to make up your own
just
category.
Just find the most ridiculous thing that no one's done yet.
That's
correct.
It.
Yes, find your niche.
Bear and I started doing Yo Mama jokes. I don't know why.
Because they're funny.
Because
they're funny.
But it's really kind of funny and awkward to do it in front of your wife.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, like, Yo Mama is so fat and he's sitting across from his mom. It was actually kind of funny.
There was a whole MTV show called Yo Mama where Wilder Valderrama would just go to different cities and they would have Yo Mama battles.
Right. Barrett wasn't bad. He had some good ones.
I don't remember any like off the top of my head.
Yo Mama's so fat. How
she
fat
looks
is
at the menu and says yes.
when she sat around the house, she sat around the house. Yo Mama's so fat, she got her own zip code.
Yeah. Anyway.
What
else would I do, Dan?
I can't believe you have one. I didn't expect that to go that way.
Dan, we've been doing this for a minute.
I know.
We've done it.
Think about it.
What haven't you done?
4 hours every day.
Right?
You come up with some stupid stuff.
Right?
I walked naked once, Dan.
Oh, brother.
And Dothan. Yeah. This was before Kennedy and I started doing the show together.
He also drove topless.
Drove topless. Yep. Well, my co-host drove topless.
Your co-host drove topless.
Walked naked. And then my co-host
so
drove topless.
Dumb.
So stupid.
Why?
Why?
Like, what was the impetus of, like, there's got to be a buildup of sort, right?
To get people's attention. That's what it was. So
ask them.
We asked people to come down to the radio station. I was going to walk naked at 7:10. And then we were, you know, doing some contest or whatever, and you can win some money.
So a bunch of, would you walk right by the listeners naked?
Yes, I walked naked. It was an adorable puppy named Naked.
Oh, man.
And so, all right, knowing what you know now, did his co-host...
You're never nude. I should have known.
So how did his... He's a never nude. How did his... So now knowing what you know now, how did his co-host drive topless?
No, it didn't drive topless.
Excuse me.
My co-host was going topless. My co-host said
drive topless could be, too.
I was saying, it was like a motorcycle named Topless.
Sort of, a convertible.
She was in a convertible driving through the parking lot.
Yeah,
this is what radio used to be, thank God.
You had to try and catch people's attentions on Thursdays.
For a brief moment, I was like, I can't believe he walked around naked.
Yeah, got you, didn't I?
Gonna fluff the Johnson up beforehand.
Got everybody in Dothan, Alabama, too.
Oh, I'd have been like, boo this man!
We had hundreds of people show up in the parking lot of a strip mall to watch me pull that prank.
Be a man of honor, pull your dick out.
All right.
That's so funny. I had
no
idea.
You're welcome, friends.
Old
You're
radio
welcome.
Stories from you guys are always fun.
Old-timey radio times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.